Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. We're so glad you're able to join us today. We hope today's program honors our Lord as it blesses you. And I'm Hans, and next to me is my beautiful wife, Amy.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The Harvest. So good to be here with you again today. And we are sponsored by Senior Provisions. Senior Provisions is family-owned and a faith-based senior care advising company. And their goal and passion, our goal and passion, is to help families navigate through senior care and find the true solution to meet their needs. Mm. So thank you, Senior Provisions, for sponsoring us.
Yep, indeed. Well, today our topic is levels of care. It is really the foundation of what it is we do in each and every day, what they are, when you need them, and who's going to pay for them.
That's absolutely our wheelhouse. Those are the questions that are asked every single day. I would say of all the phone calls that we get day in and day out, most of them are, aside from kind of asking about different resources, but it is, I'm having a crisis with my mom, mm-hmm. and I need to understand what level of care she's at, and is she ready for this level of care? Mm-hmm. And of course, every phone call, who's going to pay for that, and how can I pay for it? Mm-hmm. How can I pay for it?
Well, and I think, too, it starts with a very, fortunately or unfortunately, a very antiquated understanding of what senior care looks like. I think all of us have this idea that it's a very medical, institutional, very brightly lit, linoleum-floored environment where you want to go visit your grandmother or grandfather, and that's not the case anymore. And I think that's kind of where we need to start, is to start talking about the general categories of breaking these down into two groups. So the two groups primarily center around the environment and what the condition in which the facility is providing. So we're into one is the residential.
Well, let's start first with just talking a little bit about your expertise. Mm. So, and I know
expertise, really?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Well, what many of you may not know is Hans is our resident architect with Senior Provisions. He's architect in trained and has many, many years of expertise in creating and developing different environments. And so as Senior Provisions really took off, we really saw a need to have some additional training. And he went through the CAPS mm-hmm. certification program. So can you tell the folks what aging in place CAPS certified means?
Yes. CAPS certified is an acronym. It's Certified Aging in Place Specialist. So it really takes all the details and components of what's involved in shaping an environment for someone to age gracefully with limitations of cognitive, visual, hearing, mobility challenges.
So give us an example of what a CAPS certified person might do for someone, say, at home.
Well, going back to our company, it really became a skill set that we kind of learned to develop and to put into practice with clients we came into contact with. We've come into the story of someone's life late too many times, and they've gone ahead and they've made these very costly changes to their house, and they were not done in a way that enhanced the value of their home, but actually detracted from the value of their home. And they were often done without a forethought to how the care was going to be provided, if care was needed, how long this solution would work, and how wise of an investment of time and money this was for them long term.
Hmm.
So, we've come into that environment where they spent $30,000, $40,000 renovating their master bath and their entrance and all these kind of fundamental things that make using the house, you know, work for them.
But they didn't take into consideration who's going to help them in the shower.
Right.
Who's how are they going to continue to kind of get around in those narrow hallways?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So then comes in the layering of the cost of care, and they spent a large part of their nest egg on the house renovations, and now they're kind of in a difficult position. And that's where we've decided, you know, it's really something we want to be a good steward of their time, their resources, and we want to step in and kind of be in front of that for them and come alongside and help.
So you were starting to say that there are really kind of two, when we talk about levels of care and environments, there really are two main categories that most fall into. What are those again?
They break down into a residential model and a medical model or institutional model. And that really comes down to the environment. You can kind of close your eyes and imagine residential. You know, we're talking about living spaces, bedrooms, fabrics, window treatments. The care environment, the light levels are all of a very residential scale and feel. And then there's the medical. And that's kind of the picture that most people have in their head is a sea of linoleum, fluorescent lighting blaring in each and every room. There's a greater space allowed for observation and security and safety and just a higher level of vigilance with people that are more medically fragile.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more courtesy given to privacy in a residential model and comfort. And in the institutional model, it's more about medical safety and administering and being able to observe medical conditions as they progress.
Well, I was just thinking how much the care level of each individual senior shapes the better environment for them.
Right.
So that really, you know, I was thinking I had a daughter that I've been working with for the last couple of weeks. Whose dad was living at home, you know, in his early 90s and doing really well for himself, you know, taking care of all of his daily needs and preparing his meals. And you know, she works full time. And so he just, you know, carried on his day until she got home. And then he had a fall and he went to the hospital. And being in his early 90s, had a major kind of medical setback and then had to go to rehab, went into a skilled nursing environment, did very well. Then as he was about to transition into, I guess, another residential environment into an assisted living, had another medical setback and went back to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I've been walking this journey with her, you know, it's been very confusing and overwhelming for her. What level of care does he need? And it's very much being shaped by his ever-changing needs.
Right. Well, and also, too, along those lines, I think we also have to talk about the human being and kind of how we've evolved from a medical model that we all know from the 40s, 50s, 60s to something that's growing to be a more residential model, that we're still dealing with human beings that heal better. They feel better, they restore better in environments that they're comfortable in.
Yeah.
And so we're finding more and more rehabs that were highly institutional medical environment transitioning to become more and more of a residential environment to...
Oh, that's a really good point.
...bolster that kind of that environmental influence that where we are plays in our healing.
Yeah. Well, we are coming up on vacation time, and we look forward every year to our time at the beach. And I know that environment really shapes my healing time and my renewing of my spirit time. Well, I know moving from all these different settings and levels of care can be incredibly overwhelming. I think it's a good time to talk about that. You know, regardless of where you are, whether you're at the hospital, whether you're in the comfort of your home, I think that it's important for us as believers to remember that all of this is ordained.
Mm-hmm.
All of these days, as we have said previously, are written in the book of life. None of this is a surprise to God. Right. When I talk to a family who's you know, worrying about, is it time for mom to move into, you know, a secured memory care? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, relax, rest, and remember, it says in Isaiah.
Yeah, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts and my ways are higher. And I think about Gideon armed with lanterns and baskets. I think about Jericho, the walls crumbling with nothing but horns and drums. I think about a young boy with 5 rocks and a sling conquering a giant. And I think about an omniscient, omnipotent, all-present God that came down, became man, all to just die in our place. So thank God his ways and his thoughts are higher than ours.
I think you're right. So take rest and peace in his dominion over circumstance. Well, let's take a break now, yep. And we will come back and finish talking about levels of care.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE. 888-979-8783. Welcome back to The Harvest. We're so glad that you came back and joined us again. And we have been talking in studio here about levels of care. What are they? When do you need them? And who's going to pay for them? All three very important questions are clients are always asking us day in and day out. Mm-hmm. Would you recap, Hans?
Yeah, we came in. First of all, we broke them down into two categories, the residential model and the medical model. And we talked about what the medical model looks and really what the differences are and why they're significant. So let's get more into the residential model. And I think that's really what kind of people need to hear about to update their understanding of senior care.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to also make sure I kind of missed the part with the medical model. Mm-hmm. Who pays for it? Typically, when you are in a hospital stay or short-term rehab stay,
right,
is insurance.
Right.
So for our older adults, it's their Medicare benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And for our younger adults who are still benefiting from private insurance would cover those for short-term periods of time.
Right. And it's interesting. We kind of put that all together and now we realize everyone's frame of reference is, oh, insurance is going to pay for it.
Mm.
And that's really the hard thing about talking about senior care is getting into the who pays for it. And we'll put you off a little bit till we get to that point and talk more about the residential model. And then
okay,
we'll talk about that.
Well, I think if we closed our eyes and imagined our place of preference when we are under the weather or needing help, mm-hmm, it would be at home.
Of course, yes.
It's a familiar environment. So having beautiful things around us and nice lighting and activities and fine dining, all of those things that make up that residential setting, that can be accomplished at home. It can also be accomplished, many of our clients move into an assisted living environment, mm-hmm, or even a small personal care home.
Mm-hmm.
And so those environments afford private space, an apartment, some public spaces that are really designed to enhance activities
and social engagement.
Social engagement, absolutely, mm-hmm, which is all important. You're not feeling well, or you are recovering from a stroke, or you're progressing in an illness like Parkinson's, sitting at home in your familiar environment is fine. But, you know, I really, really am passionate about what communities can offer and the activity programming that they do. Mm-hmm. They create an environment that has variety.
Right.
So if you're not a bingo player, you don't have to go to bingo.
Right.
If you prefer to go to a musical event or a Bible study, those are offered on the calendar as well. And then I think the most important thing that a community can offer frankly, you can't get at home is a peer group.
Mm-hmm.
A peer group gives an older adult an environment to share with people their own age.
Right.
People that have that shared experience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we love hanging out with our teenagers at home and their friends, and we laugh, and half the time we don't even know what they're talking about.
Right.
But when we hang out with our 40-somethings, we have a great time because we have a frame of reference together. We shared music, shared history.
Popular culture and all of that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that, I mean, whether you are 40 or whether you are 80, that is a key and important. So big question. These are beautiful assisted livings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the Atlanta market and what's happening. These homes away from home, as I like to call them, unfortunately, right now in the state of Georgia, are all private pay.
Right.
So that is not covered by insurance. It's a long-term care environment. And in those care environments, they're taking care of what we call activities of daily living.
ADLs.
ADLs, yes. So that is bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, transferring, all those things that help a senior get ready for their day, through their day, and then retire from their day.
Mm-hmm.
And having 24-hour care staff available to them is such a great comfort. So you've got the activities, you've got a residential, beautiful home environment, you've got fine dining, you've got a peer group. But then you have this 24-hour level of care, but it does come at a cost.
Yep, it certainly does.
And it's usually a shock when we talk to families. And average here in Atlanta is between $3,000 and $4,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, if you've thought through and have planned ahead and you have long-term care insurance that will cover that, that's beautiful. That's great. Mm-hmm. For the most part, average income for our clients is anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a month.
Right.
So
there's a gap there.
I'm not a math major. You know that. There is a gap.
Yep.
So we have to think about ways to bridge that gap. If someone's a veteran, there's some veterans benefits out there. We'll talk on future shows about the veterans benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And usually family has to pitch in and help.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's some type of, equity in the home that can be tapped into. But the idea is that the care has to happen. Mom has to have a shower and get help day in and day out. So how can we creatively provide the best care value for her in the best environment?
Right.
Speaking of choices, Atlanta is and has been exploding with choices in senior care.
A new facility on every corner.
Yes. I think we've kind of lost count, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
There's great variety.
Well, it's a subject of one of our presentations we give in the community, the senior care puzzle. I mean, it is a daunting task for anyone to take on to understand of these existing communities and new communities that are coming in, what makes them different and which one is right?
It's overwhelming. I think they're getting, I know our baby boomers and our older adults are just getting inundated with marketing material and direct marketing and invitations to all sorts of new communities. And they're looking, and that's wonderful. Go explore But when it comes to making your final selections, you really need someone that can kind of walk that journey with you,
mm-hmm.
because your specific needs, both financial and care, and your future needs. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give an example. So assisted living here in Atlanta is licensed, and there are certain criteria that you must meet in order to be able to move in. So mm-hmm. one of the biggest criteria is that you are able to assist in your transfer. So if you're wheelchair bound, that doesn't eliminate you from mm-hmm. from being able to move into assisted living, but you have to be able to help. Now that looks different.
Exactly. That's a very general phrase that does not have a lot of black and white to it. And we've seen community after community have a different interpretation of what that means. And so a knowledge of that and how those communities operate and the level of care and nursing staff and all of that shapes how they interpret that.
So for example, I always say line up three assisted livings on the same street and take one senior, and he may go into the first community and they won't accept him because mm-hmm. he is not able to get himself down to the dining room without right. assistance. So hangs his head, walks out, goes to the next assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're happy to take you. Absolutely. We'll have a staff come down. We'll push your wheelchair down to the dining room and push it back or push it onto an activity, and we will assist you in all of your mobility and transferring needs.
So
awesome.
Probably slightly more staff.
Yes, there is more staff.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Oh, but at some point, you're not going to be able to stand and bear your own weight, which means you're basically standing up, maybe holding on to someone, and getting yourself out of the wheelchair and helping into bed. Well, when that point comes, I'm afraid you're going to have to move out.
Right.
So the senior hangs his head, walks out the door, goes down to the third property. Lo and behold, they'll meet all his needs now and into the future. But looking at these properties, these communities from the outside, and making judgments based on marketing material mm-hmm. or sales tours.
Well, and to be fair, you're kind of giving the behind the curtain, full transparency version of what's going on. Often these words aren't spoken to the senior or the senior's family. They're just, this isn't a great fit, or we don't have a room available, or the other where, yeah, we'll take care of them all the way through. And then when census is high and this is a high care level that's costing them money to operate, all of a sudden that becomes less appealing to them, and they have no qualms about setting out the discharge notification. So there are facilities that say it and don't quite meet that. And having that continuity of an advisor in place to say, okay, here's how they really operate over time, because we stay engaged with our families.
Well, it can be overwhelming. Absolutely. And once again, I'm going to pull from some of God's truths. Philippians tells us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And you can stand on that truth, no matter Amen. What options you're looking at, no matter whether or not your parent is, falling into one level of care or another level of care, mm-hmm. don't be anxious, mm-hmm. but in everything be in prayer. And we pray over our clients every day. Well, this concludes our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For more information on upcoming events or to have your senior care questions answered, call us at 888-979-8783 or go online to seniorprovisions.com.
We're so glad you're able to join us today, and we look forward to speaking with you next week.
We'll leave with our foundational scripture: My God will supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. God bless and have a great week.